So as we're preparing our vessel for liftoff pleasure, so what this has to do is really realizing that we're rearranging ourselves in a higher configuration, in a higher acquaintance with our divine presence, with love. So remember, when we keep reacting to the world and to ourselves, we're reacting out of prejudice. In other words, we're reacting out of conflict. That's really what the personality self entails. And so, as we go into our broadest measure. So our broadest measure is really remembering we're here to bring our I Am presence into form. And so it's already prearranged. So you just want to imagine, it's like, okay, I have my slip on, I'm ready for my dress. And so then just imagine reaching those arms up high, and the seamstress is like helping you put on your gown. In fact, that's what we're doing. We're rearranging our present lifestyle where we're no longer functioning out of prejudice. So the prejudice is going to be woundedness. It's going to be limitation. It's going to be the frustration because we've lost our divinity and someone's to blame for it. So we're just looking around for whatever object seems to come into our awareness. So this is the old disenfranchised state. And the disenfranchised state is that we're not allowing the light in. We're not allowing the love in. So when we took on the ego, when we identified with our lost persuasion, that was it. We were just set to run and follow that course, really heading nowhere. So this is the time of the early arrival. Now, the reason they're saying early is because everyone around us is going to be functioning out of the old vicinity. So you're not waiting for the world to change instantly. You're not waiting for everyone to just simply join hands in love, because it's really impossible as long as they're still identifying with the old mentality or the old consciousness, where they're being led by the mind, you know, ruled by the ego. So this is about, remember, we're lifting our hands up high, and the beautiful gown is coming upon us, or the knight's attire, male or female, and we're bringing in our new defining authority. So that new defining authority is who we are beyond prejudice, meaning who we are beyond conflict, who we are beyond the mind that just keeps ruminating. And we're going beyond past boundaries. So anything where you can feel, you know, breaking through a gate or going beyond a border or going beyond past justification. In other words, we're traveling beyond who we have understood ourselves to be, who we have asserted ourselves in the divine present as a divine presence. So allow yourself to receive this holy matrimony. So the holy matrimony is we're coming upon our own beloved. We're coming upon our own holy awareness in nature. And so every time we're seeking love from without, in whatever form, what we're really doing is just sort of like putting band-aids on that wound that needs healing. And so what we're really drawing from is our own divine nature, our own divine presence. And then everything we experience in the out picturing of consciousness is going to follow in like comparison. But it's for us to assume that new gown. It's for us to hold on to the new presence, that new exposure. And so the exposure is going to feel light. You're going to feel light. You're going to feel a new vicinity. And you're not trying to figure this out in words. Like, what does she mean by this? How does this apply to my life? But, you know, I have a problem no one can solve. And so it's remembering in the old consciousness that may indeed be the case. But what we're bringing forth as masters of consciousness is our divine union. So our divine union is we're standing up straight. In other words, we're no longer separate. So we're no longer experiencing a separate ideology or consciousness or outpicturing. And we're coming upon our own divine awakening. So allow yourselves to receive the gift of true understanding of self. And true understanding of self is beyond what the mind understands about you. And you're allowing, like, just imagine a divine waterfall, a divine presence. You may see light, you may just feel, you may just have impressions, you may see a girlfriend from grade school. So whatever it is that's going to bring you into higher consent, or higher self always knows what matters. In other words, what helps us to, like, ring in the truth. And I just see, like, the Liberty Bell. So the Liberty Bell is liberating our awareness from that constriction, from that outcast shadow, into our divine awakening. So this is like, there, how do I say this? It's like you're not trying to rearrange objects, nouns, people, places, and things on the outer. You're coming into your own divine presence. And from this presence, and they're just showing me, like, justice, you know, and she's holding that balance, you know, that scale. So this is where we're coming into balance. We're coming into unified proximity. And so then from this richness, from this all offering, from this identifying value, all new is exposed. So whatever is in our, excuse me, divine plan that we agree to establish, each of us are like pioneers of consciousness, and we're each establishing our own wares. So you may be setting up a mystery school. You may suddenly have gifts. You may suddenly heal your family tree because, like, you've broken through. So trust what falls upon you. In other words, everything we're trying to attract from the linear, it's just outdated. You know, it's just really, it's sort of like, okay, time for a new establishment. So anything where you can feel that. Now, this is your entitlement and your proximity. In other words, you want to remember there are parallel realities. There's another aspect of you that is already in the new lifestyle. There's a that is already in the new promoted vicinity that you are establishing, you are agreeing with, you are orchestrating. So in order to do this, you want to be very generous with your willingness to proceed, to change, to offer yourself new engagement, because you're going to be twisted around. I said turn, but they said twisted. Now I want to say turn because it's like a gentle turn, but they're saying twisted because it's that much of a new vicinity, and they really want to emphasize that. So to understand that we're seeing life, we're perceiving life, we're perceiving our relationships, we're perceiving our past from our very new existence. So that twist is quite a turn indeed, is what they're saying. So that we're allowing ourselves to proceed with freedom. So that freedom is from that old caste system. So we have that in the world, like higher, lower, comparison, good, bad, right, wrong. But even if that is not cast upon you specifically, you're doing it to others without realizing it, because we're functioning out of blame. We're functioning out of projection of our own internal war. And so, of course, that's what we're witnessing in the outer, because that's what's been going on in the inner. So we're all coming into a new lifestyle. We're all coming into a new promotional value. It's very important that you receive that new promotional value. You've been promoted. In essence, no one's doing it to you. You're promoting yourself. You're promoting yourself. So like, I'm just seeing almost like a giraffe or something, where like the head is way above the other animals. So it can see with new awareness, new consciousness, new override and expansion. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be transported. Transported is, there's another timeline, there's another reality, there's a parallel self that you are existing in simultaneously to the one that was holding you back. And you're simply making a transfer. You're making a leap of faith. You're making a promotion. You're making a due allowance. And so you're going abroad. So the reason they keep using these words of emphasis, so that we understand that we're moving into a new sequencing. So we're not trying to figure out our old life, we're agreeing to a new arrival. So allow yourself that twist of fate, allow yourself that advanced excursion. Excursion is like, again, traveling, going forward, engaging in new procedure. So as we will receive that divine endorsement. So a divine endorsement is remembering it's been established by the divine. It's been predestined. All of our guides, all of our ascended like advancement has been here sort of like waiting for us to arrive in this particular moment. So again, what we're doing is we're tipping the scales of freedom, we're tipping the scales of delight. In essence, we're agreeing to our light. We're agreeing to our light because that's what we're here to do. We all came into the slumbering existence, and now it's like we're waking up, we're twisting and turning and opening up to light, to our light's convenience. So that light is attractive. That light is our high note. That light is going to bring us into new existence. Into new existence. So it's sort of like you're going to wake up and realize, I'm the one that's been holding myself back. I'm the one that hasn't forgiven. Like, instead of the outer is the problem, we're waking up to what matters. In other words, and I just have Mary Magdalene like presenting each of us with a rose and like an adorning crown. So it's like a crown of light. Because as we develop our recognition of our holy existence, we're going to understand how to serve our like stewardship of our true nature. So we're ingesting, they're saying small matters and like with a smile. So it's a little bit like, you know, like the faith of a mustard seed is like all you need. So small matters, it's like we think it's nothing at all and it's actually everything. It changes our very existence. So we're moving up in decibel procedure. In other words, we're agreeing to new charge, new wakefulness, new entitlement. So when I'm receiving it, it's just, I just start blessing out. I just start blessing out, and it's sort of like, what linear world? Because we're agreeing with our higher self. So that's what they're saying, like, that's what's coming to order. That's what's coming to our quickening assurance, is our own divine placement. So allow that to be anchored in. Allow yourself to release that tethering to old vicinity. So some of us are wanting an upgrade, but we're not releasing the pain of the past. So imagine like you forgot what your past was. Well, then there's no more pain. So of course it would be still in our subconscious, but that's what is due us. They're saying like, as we no longer hold ourselves back from our very existence, all that needs to be updated, it's done all at once, but it comes through our own willingness. So specifically what they're asking us to do is release that comparison notion. So I could just think of like my own mental like judgments, you know, I'm spiritually learning my lessons faster than someone, that's displeasing me, or whatever it is. So no matter how good we think we are, we still play by that old locomotion. In other words, the ego, like judging, comparison. And so the more that we bring that to our higher altar, in other words, you're not trying to pretend it's not there, but you're willing to readily admit. In other words, you've been run by the ego, so you're not trying to deny it and pretend you're pure, but you're witnessing it, because when you can witness it, it no longer has a stronghold over you, you're no longer evolved with it. In other words, you're pure consciousness recognizing the mind. So as you choose to offer that to your holy availability, it's swallowed whole, meaning it no longer arises. It no longer it equates with your identity, because your identity now is your higher witness, noticing where you're still judging, noticing where you're not seeing everybody as one body of Christ. So the more that we pay ourselves that due entitlement, in other words, to really start noticing how we have been the conscious, unconscious creators, now becoming conscious. And it's really about equalizing the playing field, seeing everybody forgiven, seeing everybody all joining hands. And so we can't do that until we realize how we've been living in an impoverished lifestyle. So sometimes we tend to put others down, sometimes we tend to put ourselves down. Either or, it doesn't matter, the ego doesn't care, as long as somebody is charged. So that's what we're witnessing and sort of like bringing to our higher altar. I have somebody like emptying it out in some kind of incinerator, like in some apartment building. So whatever arises, it could be a bonfire, it could just be, you know, evaporating. So allow the good news to be set. There was new somewhere in that sentence. Newness to occur, actually, is what they said. Newness to occur. So again, when I say newness to occur, it's like I just see this light. And remembering those light or light codes, and it's a download. So all that is needed is instantly received, and allow that to take place on all levels. So past, present, future, all defining moments of reality. So again, as we open up to our multidimensional existence, some things we're facing in our personal path are things that are occurring in another aspect of self. So when all are received, then the quickening occurs on all levels. So just hold that awareness that there are many aspects of you, and all of you is coming to wholeness. Receive, receive, receive.